Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Do you hear so much about probiotics, and do you even know what prebiotics are? Is it important to incorporate these things into your daily diet? My guest is Ashley Koff. She's a registered nurse and an internationally renowned registered dietitian. So, Ashley, when we talk about prebiotics, people have heard about probiotics, but explain to them a little bit about the difference.
Yeah, I think, you know, the overarching conversation today is really that we want to understand what is meant to exist in our digestive tract as a way to understanding how we can be healthier, because we know that the healthier our digestive tract is, the healthier our overall body will be. And so we started down the path, I would say a couple decades ago, really investigating probiotics, which are the good bacteria. So when we think about antibiotics, we think they base the word biotic, the part biotic means bacteria, and so it means it gets rid of the good and the bad bacteria, what antibiotics do. And then we've got probiotics, which are good bacteria that should be in our digestive system, that if they are removed because of antibiotics or anything else, we need to get them in there. Now, bad bacteria can exist in an environment in the digestive tract that is different than good bacteria. And so one of the reasons that we've learned about prebiotics is we've been trying to figure out what is the environment, or how do we create the environment in our digestive tract. Remember, that's that whole tract, all the way from our mouth all the way to where things come out. That entire tract is, how do we make it what we call hospitable for good bacteria? So we make it a place that the good bacteria want to hang out and they want to live and they want to grow in. And one of the ways that we do that is we make sure that there are sufficient prebiotics. So prebiotic has the biotic part in there, that's bacteria. And what the pre part refers to is basically non-digestible food ingredients that are going to encourage the growth and the activity and create like a great, wonderful playground for our good bacteria. And those non-digestible, the reason we call them non-digestible is they're your fibers. They're like the, you know, so when you hear about that there are different kinds of fiber, there's insoluble fiber and there's soluble fiber, what we're talking about is similar to the insoluble, where it's not digested, and so it stays in the system, and so that's what the bacteria thrive off of. And so it becomes this whole world that we're talking about, which is, you know, we're always going to get bad bacteria coming in, either off of our, a little bit off of our food, maybe we didn't wash our hands so well, maybe the air isn't so clean, any of that stuff, but we want to make sure we're getting the good bacteria in, either through food or through dietary supplements, and then the prebiotic is going to, along with other things, is going to encourage a hospitable environment there.
Now, you know, a lot of theories roll around these days that we're seeing more autoimmune diseases because of our sanitization of our intestinal system, both with, you know, sanitizers and the antibiotics in our chicken and the hormones in the meat and milk and eggs and everything. So how do you feel that people should treat those kinds of things? Are you a proponent of really, you know, hormone-free, antibiotic-free food, maybe not sanitizing everything quite so much? With my kids, I like them to kind of eat a little dirt, and, you know, maybe they get less colds.
Yeah, and you know, I think you're exactly, yes is the answer. It's a theory, yeah. And I am part of creating that theory on an ongoing basis through my work in the media. And you know, at the end of the day, what we know, and I see this, I've been a practitioner specializing in digestive wellness for over 10 years now, and so every day there are people coming into my office who have multiple different presentations, but at the core it's the same issue, it's challenges to the digestive system. So what we do need to look at is we need to look at, number one, what is our system supposed to be like? And that's going to be different for everybody. And number two, what have we done to that system? And as a result, what do we need to do to repair it, to restore it, to remove things that aren't doing well in there? And so, you know, it depends on the severity of one's issue, what I'm going to recommend. But overall, I do have what I call my, you know, digestive wellness toolkit. And that's going to be everything from what you put into your digestive system, what you don't put in, and certainly, you know, what your food recommendations are. So, for example, you know, I recommend, and by the way, water is actually also, and a very big source of our antibiotics also in terms of, you want to make sure that you're getting clean water. We want to make sure that the runoff of the water, one of the reasons to attack the use of antibiotics in animals is that it runs off into our water as well. So we've got to, we want to work on all of this into our soil. So what I do recommend is, things like when you're drinking your water, add some lemon to it, which is great for helping to create a more alkaline, lower digestive system. I'm a big proponent of when you eat, sitting down, breathing, taking time when you eat, chewing your food really well, engaging the body's digestive system. But, sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes we've taken, antacids for a long time. Sometimes we've been on antibiotics for our skin, for an infection, for a whole range of different things, or we've been on repeat antibiotic use. And as a result, we then need to take a supplement of a good quality probiotic to, make sure that we get that good bacteria in there. We do need antibacterials in certain places. We don't need them absolutely everywhere. So, I don't need people eating actual dirt, but I do think that it can be very beneficial for us to get to be comfortable with being dirtier than being
over-sanitized.
Exactly. Aseptic in that way.
I mean, I don't really have my kids eating dirt, but that's just
I did as a kid, But it also means you're probably in a garden or doing something cool. So it could be a positive.
Absolutely.
I think that what we want is we want to recognize that a healthy digestive system can pretty much take on anything that nature would intend it to take on. And the biggest affronts that we have to our digestive system are what we do from a medical standpoint. So that's really the line. A lot of times people ask me about digestion and they'll say, well, what about these enzymes? We were talking a little bit about that. And, good bacteria is wonderful for creating a hospitable environment. But if you're having trouble breaking down the food and you have undigested food going into the small intestine and hanging out in the as undigested, that's awful for you. That's where you get foul-smelling gas. That's where you get bloating, constipation, all of these things. And it also means that the nutrients aren't going into your body. So one of the other things I look at, I call digestive enzymes your digestive system's personal assistant. So they're in my kit too, so I have like a Digest Gold in there with an Align probiotic, and I'll tell people, okay, like here's what we want to do for your day, because the enzymes that exist in our body are, they go in and they're like little scissors, and they break apart the food into small pieces, and those small pieces allow the food to be absorbed throughout the body. And so, you can be consuming prebiotic fibers, but if you've got gas and bloating, and if you're, if you acid reflux, if you're, diarrhea or constipation, if you have these other issues going on, it may not be a result of not doing the right thing in terms of not getting enough fiber. It may be actually that the enzymes, what's actually meant to be breaking down the food you're consuming, are not working aggressively enough.
Well, so and people are a little bit confused about that, because as raw food comes into, more media mainstream, and that certainly has more of those digestive enzymes that we really need and want. But people still like the comfort foods, the foods that are pretty well cooked away. So in the last just minute that we have left, Ashley, give us your best advice for our digestive health, including probiotics, enzymes, and what we can do to truly help our guts and our intestines give us the best immune system we can have.
Sure. So the number one thing is to become a qualitarian. That's the term I use, just like it's for what I do and it's what I recommend for my patients. And that is to make sure that you're, whether it's dietary supplements or whether it's your food or whether it's anything you're putting on your body, is to make sure it's the best quality. And that means exactly what nature would produce. And, anything that's not made by nature, you want to just walk away from. And on my website, I have, I've audited over 20,000 products. So if you're curious about a food product or a supplement product,
tell the listeners your website, Ashley.
Yeah, the Ashley Cough Approved list. So it's just AshleyCoughApproved.com. And that list will show you which ones are going to be your better choices. Now, when it comes to your digestion, I recommend, as you're eating those good quality foods, that you're also incorporating in a probiotic that's got a bifidobacteria strain in it, as well as when you're looking at enzymes.
People can go to AshleyCoughApproved.com, registered dietitian Ashley Cough. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.